Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You've heard me talk about all of the intricacies of the big, beautiful bill that just passed. I mean, it's pages and pages. And frankly, I don't think even most lawmakers have been through the majority of it. And that's why we're bringing in some of the best minds to help us break down some of the more important parts of the bill and what it means for you. And I want to bring in an attorney with Brown Pandaris and Scott, Karen Perry, who's going to help break down the estate tax changes and what it means for you, what it means for us here in Connecticut. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks so much for waking up with us. And let me start with this. Kind of what, just break it down for us. What are the key changes to the estate tax exemption and rates introduced by the Big Beautiful Bill, and kind of how do they differ from the previous law?
Okay, John. I think what most people start to talk about are the federal, state, and gift tax limits. And before, there was some uncertainty, and now they're more permanent. We know that for individuals, it will be $15 million, and for couples, it's $30 million. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, that's really just for the uber wealthy. And that is true, right? But that's only one quarter or 1% or one in 400 households are impacted by that in the Big Beautiful Bill. But the thing that I think is important to think about is the revenue that comes from that, because they're estimating that that could be 20% of the deficit in terms of collecting revenue on the 40% tax rate that applies for those amounts over that. But most people don't really care that much about that. They care more about how's it going to impact them. And the bulk of my clients, I'm telling them, you know, you really need to communicate with your attorney and your tax advisor about what's going on in your life, because the Big Beautiful Bill takes something that was already really opaque, the federal tax code, and makes it even more unclear and adds more uncertainty.
Yeah, we all love uncertainty, especially when it comes to our money. What can you tell us, Karen, about what it might mean for, there's so many family-owned businesses here in our state and also farms, frankly. So can you tell us what impact it might have for family-owned businesses and farms?
Yes, sure, John. One of the big benefits that's in it is that the income tax from the sale of farmland to a qualified farmer can be deferred and paid out in 4 annual installments. And in Connecticut, we have a fair amount of farmland. We have the Public Act 490 and, you know, the various types of land that can, you know, come into that public act. I think that people criticize it because there are benefits to certain careers, choices, or certain professions in the act, and then there are detriments to other. If you have a family business, you know, or you know, or you're investing in real estate, you really need to make sure you're taking advantage of the qualified business interest deduction. You know, a lot of people, you know, think, oh, this is really just a bill about the waiters and waitresses, right? Trump campaigned on that issue, and he successfully got the, you know, the exemption of up to $25,000 of tips. But really, it impacts everybody, and how this is going to play out for certain industries and small businesses, there's some uncertainty. And we really, you got to make sure you're telling your tax professional and your lawyer what you're up to with your business, so we can make sure we take advantage of any tax benefits that there are.
I'm curious, what kind of questions are you getting from your clients, or is it simply too soon because it's so new?
So I think it's a little, whenever there's big legislation like this, right, it's in the first year, it's very new, and the IRS will sometimes come out with guidance or rulings, right? But some of the questions I'm getting are, you know, about this whole, the Trump accounts, right? Mm-hmm. This concept that there's $5,000 that you can, you know, if you're a grandparent, right, a lot of my clients are more elderly, they're doing estate planning. I'm constantly telling them to take advantage of whatever benefits they can. you know, we're taxed on what we earn, we're taxed on what we buy, we're taxed on what, you know, what's in our cars, our property, you know, the equipment in our businesses. So the things that you can take advantage of, you want to, the Trump accounts, the $5,000 per child per year, you know, and if you have a baby or a grandchild born in the next 3 years, you get a free $1,000 from the government. We don't even know fully if that's in addition to the, you know, the $19,000 you can gift every year to your grandchildren. You know, it's really, there's a lot of uncertainty, John, I guess, at this point.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. I mean, it is so new. There's so much uncertainty. Keep in touch with your financial person, your attorney, as we move forward and frankly, learn more about how this is going to impact all of us. Before I let you go, Karen, and I don't want to put you on the spot, but we are one big community here in Connecticut, and we are a community radio station. And so I know that you have four very accomplished, I was going to say boys, but young men, I should probably say at this point, all four very accomplished in their own ways. One was just the valedictorian, Michael, of his high school class. He's going to go on and do amazing things. And also you have a son, Thomas, who is an aspiring NFL player from right here in Connecticut. What can you tell us about the latest on Thomas Perry?
Well, Thomas is still down with his trainer, Duke Manyweather, who is really a national offensive line trainer. For those that follow the NFL closely, I think they know who he is. And, you know, Thomas is excited for an opportunity once the NFL camps open in a few weeks.
Wonderful. Well, we will be keeping an eye on Thomas and all of the Perry boys because we know that they're all going to do great things. What I love about Thomas is I'm really going to embarrass Karen is, look, if he doesn't get to the NFL, well, he's going to go to med school. So I think Thomas is going to be just fine. Karen Perry with Brown, Panderis, and Scott. Karen, thank you so much for illuminating many of these issues and have a great day.
Thanks, John, very much. You too.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.